My son is such a good boy, and smart, too. He says he wants to be a scientist when he grows up, and his favorite subject in school is chemistry. He loves working in the chem lab, so much so that my husband and I bought him a chemistry set for Christmas last year. Mm-hmm. And he's always doing experiments in the garage. He says he's working on something special for his mommy, a special kind of body lotion that will moisturize and revitalize my skin and take away my wrinkles, too, which would be really great because we live in such a hot, dry climate. In fact, he just made up a batch of some kind of new experimental cream he said he wanted me to try. He says I can put it on any part of my body and my skin will absorb it. It has a whole bunch of ingredients in it too, and I can hardly pronounce them. He said I was supposed to put it on those parts of my body where my skin is the thinnest and can be absorbed the quickest through my blood vessels. And so I guess that would mean my wrists and the inside of my elbows and behind my knees. And, oh yes, he said to especially put it between my legs too, as I have lots of blood vessels down there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I just got it. He made it, put it in this nice little green jar for me. And I will just, yeah. Oh God, yeah. It's all nice and white and it feels so good. Oh, it smells good, too. Yeah. I love this. Oh, I love this new stuff. Ooh, God, yeah. Ooh, it is starting to feel... Ooh, it is. Oh, God, yeah. Ooh, he says I was supposed to keep rubbing the cream in until it felt warm on my skin. So I better just keep rubbing it. Oh, yes. It really is starting to feel warm down there. Right on my little bud. Oh, God. This stuff is making me so horny. Ooh, I think I need to lie down for a minute. Yeah. Oh, before my son gets home from school and I have to start dinner. Oh, yeah. Lying down on this bed. Oh, it feels so good to lie down on my back and spread my legs. I can't get over how horny this cream is making me feel and how big my little butt is getting, how swollen, how hard, how wet I'm getting. I just keep wanting to touch it and rub it and grind my hand against it. God, why did I let my husband buy me a dildo for my birthday last year like he wanted to? I was a fool to say no, because right now, I really want to feel a cock inside my cunt, and my hand just isn't doing the trick for me. Oh, I want to come so bad. I need a cock inside me so bad. Maybe I can rub against the door now, but... God, no, that's not the right shape. I know. I'll just run down the kitchen and see what I've got in the way of vegetables. I think I got a zucchini in the refrigerator somewhere. I was going to make zucchini bread, but, oh God, I don't want to bother with the robe. It's just me in the house anyway. Maybe it's in this drawer. Yeah. Now, where did I put that thing? Oh, I know. It's in the bottom drawer with the other vegetables. But I don't see it. I guess I'll just have to bend over further. Maybe it's in the back of the drawer. I sure feel funny like this, all naked and bent over the front of the refrigerator. I sure hope nobody comes barging in the door before I can find that zucchini. I would hate to have anyone find me in this compromising position. Maybe I should have left my bra on. My tits are just hanging down. And, oh God, this refrigerator shelf is so cold and my nipples are just rubbing up against it while I try looking for that fucking zucchini, and my nipples are getting so hard from all the cold air, and oh, while my nipples are so hard, my fucking cunt is on fire, and where the hell is that zucchini anyway? Maybe it's in the other drawer. So that's what happened to that last bottle of champagne from our wedding. I knew we'd been saving it all these years, but I forgot we put it in the vegetable drawer. It does have a nice long bottleneck. Maybe if I can't find that damn zucchini, I can use this bottle of champagne. What was that? I just heard a noise. Oh my God, it's my son. He's home early from school. I can't let him find me like this. I can't make it back upstairs to the bedroom in time. Maybe. Oh, this kitchen towel. Maybe. It's awfully small, but it's all I got. And the pot holders. There's two of them. I'll just hold the towel between my legs and the pot holders over my tits and there. Kind of. And now I'll make a dash to the swinging kitchen door to the stairs and... Oops! Oh, honey, are you okay? I didn't mean to crash the door into your face like that. Oh, come and sit down in the kitchen. I'll get you a cold washcloth. What? Oh, this? I can explain why I'm wearing a towel between my legs and the two pot holders over my boobs. No, I can't. It's really very simple. But please, stop staring at me like that. You see, well, to be perfectly honest, fuck. Well, if you must know, I used the cream you gave me, and I rubbed it between my legs like you said to do, and it made me all horny, and I came down here to try and find something to fuck myself with. And then I heard you coming, and I tried to cover myself up with this pathetic towel and pot holders. So... now you can see your mother all naked for the first time with my big, fat, plump tits hanging out because these fucking pocket holders are so fucking useless and my bushes showing and my naked ass cheeks, too. And it's all your fault. Why? You ask me why? Because you told me to put that fucking cream where there was a lot of blood circulation. You told me to put it between my legs, but you didn't tell me that it was going to make me aroused, too. And now I'm so fucking horny that I can't keep still, and my cunt is tingling, and I'm clutching my legs and my ass cheeks, and I don't even care who knows it. I just need to get fucked because I'm so horny. So this is all your fault. Now, what are you going to do about it? You have a remedy or something? Maybe an antidote? I can hardly stand it. I mean, my cunt is all itchy and tingly and, oh God, forgive me, baby, but I just really need to touch myself. I need to rub my clit. I need to give myself some relief. If you only knew the torment. What are you doing? Sit down. I'll take care of this problem myself. Oh, baby. What are you doing? You're unzipping your pants. Oh, you're pulling your cock out. It's huge, baby. Ooh, are you going to help your mother out? Are you going to stick your big, hard cock up inside your mother's tight, wet fuck hole and fuck her so she gets some relief? Because I just don't care anymore. I just need some relief. I need you to come, baby. I need your cock, son. And oh, fuck me so I can get some relief. No, there's no time to go upstairs. Let's do it right here. Besides, I don't want your father to smell your cum on the sheets tonight. Better we do it here, right here in the kitchen. Where do you want me? You want me to bend over the counter or sit on your lap? What? You want me to suck your cock first? Oh, baby, there's no time. I need you to fuck me right now. There's no time to suck your cock. Oh, all right. If you're going to be that way about it, No sucky, no fucky. I get it. I get it. You're the one calling the shots now. I just put these pot holders back in the counter. What's the point now, anyway? You've already seen my naked tits and my big hard nipples poking out. And I'll just take this hand towel from between my legs and... Oh, Lord, it just stinks of my cunt juices. I was dripping so much. Oh, I'll lay it down on the floor so I have something soft to kneel on. And, I'll just give your cock a lick or two and then you can fuck me. Yeah, hurry up. I'm waiting. Put your pants down all the way. No, you can leave them down around your ankles. I don't want you to waste time taking them all the way off. Now give me that cock so I can start sucking and we can get this show on the road. Oh, baby. I didn't know your cock was this big. It's getting bigger too, isn't it? The more I suck on it. Why, I would think it might even be bigger than your father. Have you named it yet? I mean, a boy with such a massive cock, have you named it? El Magnifico. That's what you call it? Oh, boy, yeah, I love it. Well, that's a great name for your cock, baby, because it's so fucking big. My baby boy's monster. Huge monster cock. I had no idea. Your dick is so big. Yeah, I can't wait. He stuck it over his eye brown, his cunt, and got fucking me with it. Is it okay if I finger myself while I suck you? Please? No? What do you mean, no? Oh, all right. You're calling the sex right now because you have something I really want, and I want really bad, too. Something I need. I need it. I can't get out of it. Oh, baby, get your hands off my head. Oh, El Magnifico is too big for me to take it off. I don't even feel like it's out of my mouth. It's dirty on my kid and my tenderly. And the choke on your cock raping my flow. I'm too big with that. Oh, fuck me in the neck. What do you mean I gotta take the edge off? I don't even need to come. Baby, you can so fuck me another time. Behind these monitors. Please, son. Give me your cock. Mommy needs your cock so bad. Oh, God, my face is a mess. Just look at all this drool, and you made me so messy with your cock. Mommy needs you to fuck her cunt right now. I need to feel your cock rubbing along my gash. I don't want to grind my clit against your shaft. I want you to plow me and fuck me as hard as you can. Oh, jeez. Grab my tits. Lick them. Oh, yeah. Ah. You keep that up, baby, and I'll come without you. Hurry up. Give Mommy your cock. I need to get fucked so bad, son. I hardly stand it. I'm lifting my hip and trying to capture your cock between my legs, but you're just teasing me. Please, son, give Mommy your cock. Fuck me with that magnificent piece of meat you have hanging between your legs. That man-sized boy cock that Mommy needs so much right now. Let El Magnifico do his job and stop holding him back. Mommy needs him so bad, baby. Yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's the way. Oh, plow your, oh, yeah. Plow your big, fat, fuck stick. Oh, on my side. Oh, my wet, juicy, fuck hole and, oh, God, yeah. Oh, Jesus, oh, baby, feels so good. Shove it deep inside me. Oh, God, baby, your cock is so big inside. Oh, Mommy's wet, juicy cunt. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, geez. Oh, God, I love your cock so much. It really is El Magnifico, isn't it? Oh, yeah. The way it fits up inside me. It's plowing me so deep, baby. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God, you're all the way. You're all the way. Your tip is pushing up against my cervix. Oh, God, it isn't even all the way in yet. Oh, jeez. Oh. Faster, baby. Fuck Bobby faster. And deeper. I'm about ready to pop. Oh, your fucking Mommy's so good with your magnificent cock. Yeah. Oh. But you can't come inside me. I don't want to have another baby. Just come on my belly, okay? Yeah. Oh, God. It just feels so good to get fucked by Mommy's son. Oh, God, baby, I love your cock so much. Oh, it's so nice and big and swollen and it's so hard. Oh, God, baby, your cock is so hard up inside Mommy's cunt. Oh, God, yeah. Your fucking Mommy's so good, baby. Yeah. No, don't come inside me, okay? Just come in my belly. Oh, baby, I'm gonna curl. Oh, God, it's so close. Fuck Mommy harder. Deeper. Grind your big hard shaft against Mommy's clit as you poke El Magnifico deep inside Mommy's fuckhole. Oh, I need your cock so much, baby. Oh, yeah, jeez. Oh, it's so good, son, yeah. Now really pound me. Rape Mommy's cunt with your big, huge cock and pound me. Yeah, that's the way. Give me every inch. And, oh, God, I think I'm taking it all. Oh, I feel you poking against my cervix. Keep going. I don't care. Yeah, give me every inch. I can take it just like that, baby. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Suck my tits. Yeah. I like that. Yeah, my nipples, too. Oh, jeez. Flex those teeth. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus, baby. That feels so good. Your cock is so big. Fucking me. You're sucking my nipples and biting my nipples and
God, really, when they come, I don't care. I can't help it. I can't hold back anymore. Come with mommy. Please, baby, come with mommy. Give mommy your cum. Shoot it up deep inside me, baby, please. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna gap. Just ow. Ow.
You little shit. You came inside me. And it's my fertile time, too. Oh, well, fuck. Let's do it again before your father gets home. I mean, I'm already a mess, and I'm still horny. It was that cream you gave me, you little fucker. And El Magnifico sent so much baby batter up inside me that you probably already impregnated me. So it's one more fuck. Here, let me get El Magnifico hard again. Yeah. Yeah. I can taste your juices. Uh-huh. I can taste your cum and my cum. Both of our cum on your cock. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Boy, it doesn't take you any time to get hard. Dinner? What's your dinner? Who cares about dinner? Just do your cock.